Okay, Zeichen Nishmas Daniel Shenenberg and Shua Falk. Okay, Rebbe, I'm sorry for the delay. Thank you, Max.
No problem.
Okay, so we said there's a discussion of Ilogavar, Tatagavar, way hot and cold. So is there a discussion of Ilogavar, Tatagavar by Maliach Roseach? Say the bottom thing is Maliach and the top is not. So Tosa says, "Gabi Maliach Roseach lo shayach lo ilogavar v'lo tatagavar." Tavfil klipa lo boy. So he says, "There's no ilogavar and tatagavar by Maliach Roseach." So. So let's see, and the Rashba disagrees. If you look here on page 5, Amelach b'cham mafleid mavliyash amaliyach arayach rosech fichak basa shkuta shenivlechayim basa neveil asura chayin dag tor shemolchim dag tomei b'medvar moshayu shnei meluchim aval haya tor maliyach v'tomei tofel. Right, we always say you go best, the thing that has to be salty is the treif thing. Mutal fish ain't home a melk goddol she yafler a katiha shalonimla. And then he says on page 6, you're a lead the daka shaya tummy maliach lamata vitor hatofilamala. You see on page 6 and the bias a kotzer. You're a lead the third line. Whereas he says you have the same rules, that the thing that's tamei is maliach and it has to be the bottom thing, and then you say that maliach is kiroseach. In other words, we said before that the treif thing has to be the maliach thing to cause the bliya, and the Tosfos says that it doesn't matter whether it's the top or the bottom. But according to the Rashba, it does matter. And it has to be, the bottom thing has to be the tummy thing, that's Roseach, and then it'll have a bliya. And in Shulchan Aruch, there's a discussion brought in Shulchan Aruch about this, on page 8. Maliach sheinu nechol machmas molchol dinu kroseach umaflid lesser. Right, and then on page 10 now, page 13. Take a look on page 13. In Yud Aleph, Zesh Amarno B'Isr Maliach V'Hetet Tafel Shimush Shana Osor Chiebo Shishim Levat Lo Davke Shaya Isr Maliach Lamata. It has to be Lamata. And also we have the same dinim of Kochush and Shomim. So it's Kadei Klipa if it's not Shomim. But if it's Shomim, it'll have a Bliya Bekulo. But the first day of the Mechaber says that it has to be the Isser that's Maliach is the bottom thing. And then the Ramah quotes Tosis. V'yesh cholkim v'omim de Maliacha ein chilek bein him l'malo l'mata. And he says that there's no difference between whether it's the top or the bottom. That was the opinion of Tosfos. But again, the tray thing has to be Tomei, and then it's a machlokus where it has to be Lamata, and if it's Shomein, then it'll could be Mefapea Bekulo, and if it's not Shomein, then it will, if it's not Shomein, then it'll only be a Kedei Klipa.
Oh, where's your
Sigla? Wait, I'll show you later. Okay. Yeah, Esty, it's in the drawer right here. The middle drawer, right. And then put it back in. Open it further. Okay, then one more thing from Tosis on page 4. Lebosai, where's everybody?
We're here.
You're here? Okay. I don't see anybody. Okay. The Tosis here on page 4. In the middle of Tosis Tohar, Yesh Lumbo Mikan Dein Tzarech Lahagil Defuse Givinos HaOvdei Kachovim. Mutar lasas behem gvinos liyisrael umolchem besochan. Davi kvotor maliach v'tomei tofel. Say you have receptacles. You know that the goy, the way Rabbi David Block called the receptacles, that you have the goy makes cheese, non kosher cheese. Right in these pots. So, the question is, say you were going to take that pot and use it for something, and it's salty. So, the question is, will that... So, the receptacle, say, got salty from the food... So that's not salty enough to, you see, because the treif thing has to become salty. So here the kli was the goy's kli, it was treif. Now you want to put something in there that's salty. So will it be polate the iser? Because we said that the dover treif has to be the salty thing. So he says the Einutz Yitzchak Mukan the Einzarch LaHagil Defuse Gvinos Ovik Chavim Mutar Lasas Bem Gvinos LiYisrael Ulmolchem Besochem. Davi Kamo Tohar Meliach VeTami Tofel Einshayach Melicha BeEitz. You see the Eitz, the Kli is never going to become salty enough. So the Eitz is not going to become salty because an Eitz can't become so salty. So Mamela, if you have the goy's kli that had, say the cheese was salty, and the goy made cheese in it, and now, so that's treif. So the. Oh. So take a look here. You know, maybe this part with the salty we'll pick up tomorrow because I don't want to rush through it. Okay? Okay, everybody say? So Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue this pack in Melech Rasech Yisadovuk. And then we have one more pack with a supplement and again, you could discuss amongst yourself when you think you want to have a bechina, okay? In other words, you want to have a bechina before Pesach, you want to have a bechina after Pesach, and should we go on in Basa B'cholov, should we wait till afterwards? You know, because we have a whole limud still of Basa B'cholov to do. So you tell me, you know, what you think is going to be best for you fellas. You know, you could speak amongst yourself. And let me know.
What do you mean by the bus of the hub? Like that we would
Well, we have a, we know, now we're finishing Tarovis. Then we have a whole another lima to do.
And the option would be to...
So first we're going to finish Tarovis. That's the first thing. After you finish Tarovis, you need to do Chazara and have a Bechina. That's the second thing. And the third thing is Tarovis. And again, we could be doing like the pace we're doing now, you know, every day, you know. Even if theoretically we come back, which I don't know if that's going to happen, that we're going to come back so soon after Pesach. So we'll continue this thing and, you know, we have... still have time. It's you know, May, June, you know, April, May, whatever it is. So if you think, I think it's more like 26 packets, a little bit less packets than the. You could take like, you know, 7 weeks or something like that. If we do four, you know, to do that, you know, and. 7-8 weeks or something like that. So you could figure it out, and you know, whatever will be best for everybody to learn the material. Okay, so let me just say hello again to everybody. Mr. Katan, good morning.
Hello,
good Ben Katz, good morning. Yossi, good morning. Max, good morning. Avraham, good morning. Haley, good morning. Michael K, good morning. Ellie Deutsch, good morning. Sadi Spitzer, I haven't seen your face yet.
Yeah, some of my videos
don't
work.
Okay. And Danny Lou, good morning.
Hey,
okay, so you let me know. So tomorrow we'll continue in this packet of Baliach Kiroseach. And, hopefully after then we'll start the next packet 32. Then there's a packet, and then by then hopefully we'll be finished with the things. Okay, have a great day.
Have a great day.
Okay, Kol Tov.
Have a good day.
Hey, and anyone wants to come on at 8:30, I'm giving a Pesach Shir to Rabbi Vorhand's Olam at 8:30. You can turn, call, you can Zoom on. You hear me?
Yeah.
8:30 tonight is a Hilchas. I mean, I'm giving the regular Yuma Shir at 11, Bez Hashem, and 8:30 tonight, Bez Hashem, is the Shir, the West Side Shir, which is on the same link. So if anyone is around at 8:30 want to come here this year, is welcome to. Okay.